Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th edition. We return to our adventures after a bit of a wee skirmish in a delightful inn where they serve microbrews of the medieval style. There were the occasional hipster, but mostly we were confronted by a terrible gentleman at the Sleeping Giant wearing red cloaks, and we were forced to speak with them firmly, and apparently we all became very tired during this discourse and fell soundly asleep. Fortunately, our perspicacious rogue was able to wake us and to truss the evil offenders, and now we shall be inquiring of them a few fine details of their fortress.
They were sleeping at the Sleeping Giant.
Oh my gosh, that deserves a Benny. Oh my gosh, huzzah, lady.
Welcome back to D&D Journey, the 5th edition.
So I'd like to wake this guy up by pouring a flagon over his head. Grabbing him with all that dwarven muscle. And says, I believe we have things to discuss.
And he just looks around and he's like, what? And you see a knot on his head where he hit the bar coming down.
That's right. I'm going to say
karma.
Wait, does that hurt? What? I will do that.
Do I recognize any of them?
You use that terrible 3.2 beer.
Tilda, you do recognize them as a lot of the old timers.
Okay. I was going to say,
do they recognize me yet?
Are you showing your face?
Little fuzzy, sleeping around.
Okay, you're not showing your face.
Yeah, not really showing my face.
I'm going to try to intimidate him, and we've known that I'm pretty
good. I think Rain's actually doing a pretty good job.
Next time, if you do not answer these questions, I will put you to sleep, but not let you wake up.
Go ahead and give me 2d20 and see what you... He's like, you put me to sleep.
I need to buy intimidation, but apparently I can't, because in this new system, you can't.
Apparently, he knows a wizard a bit more intimidating.
Well, I believe bouncing him the second time, he's going to talk.
Yeah.
He looks at Thorin, and
because he's not used to people fighting back.
He looks at Thorin, and...
Oakenshield?
Well, he's probably seen double now.
Where's the Oakenstone?
He's not clear. He might think he's a Lord of the Rings. He looks
down at his hands where he's all tied up, and his colleagues who are all tied up and tossed in the corner, struggling against their...
This can end with
you. Can have my axe.
This can you and it end with you in 12 separate mason jars. Or you can talk.
he's looking around and realizing all of you look a-okay. And,
cut his fingers off.
Oh, jeez.
he's looking at the wizard who keeps spouting out physical violence suggestions. And he just kind of glares at you and says, what do you want, since obviously you have us tied up?
We need the details of your setup at the manor.
Who said we're at the manor?
Let's try this again.
He's got a Benny. Okay.
As his head goes off the counter and you pull him back, he's like, no more! No more!
Let's start this again, politely. Please tell us the details of your setup at the manor.
And okay, I admit it. We're hiding out in the basement of the manor.
How many of you?
There's about 25 of us.
That's a lot.
Slap him. Ask again.
At some point, he'll get brain damage and won't be able to answer.
Ask him where Glassstaff is!
Ask him about Glassstaff.
The wizard. Tell me about him.
He's our leader. We don't know much about him, just that he showed up a few months ago. Took over the gang with our old leader and put us to work around this town because he's working for someone.
I'm going to describe that staff that we heard about. You haven't seen this object, have you? I don't describe that staff.
Yeah, the staff that Sildar told us
about. The staff, remember?
Yeah.
I don't remember any magical staff with runes carved in.
Do you have any captives there?
We've got some woman and her brats locked up in there.
You're a terrible person.
You tell him.
But he did answer, so I'm not going to slam his head against
the wall. I'll cut his fingers off. Him.
But what?
Oh, that's a different we'll leave direction that to we're going in.
Where is your... what about... We're missing one guy. Galen? Who do they have? Not Galen.
Gundren.
Gundren.
Gundren's held by the goblins at the castle.
Right.
Ask him if he knows anything about the castle.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Cragmaw Castle?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Cragmaw Castle. I know it's around here somewhere, but maybe the goblins at the manor know.
There's goblins at the manor.
I'm going to slap him and ask again.
Okay. What? Come up.
Slap! I do. I very much care about Cragmaw Castle.
And this is salty slap.
There's
salt slap.
There's someone by the name of Black Spider that our Glassstaff works for.
The spider, goblins mentioned him.
Yeah.
He has some pet goblins that are staying at the manor. Just some kind of arrangement that he's established with Glassstaff.
Also in the basement?
Yes, everything. All of our operations are in the basement. The first two floors of the building have pretty much rotted away.
Is the basement one large cavernous room, or is it many rooms?
It's many compartments in the building. And there's a giant crack through the foundation where an eye monster lives.
You have an eye monster?
It's a creature with a large eye. Glassstaff cowered it into working with us.
A beholder?
I'm going to start writing this down. Very interesting.
Okay.
Does it have one big eye and lots of little eyes? Or is it just one big eye?
It's one big eye.
Well, how did he cower it into serving him?
He did something with his magic.
What? Tell me everything you know about this.
And he just kind of glowers at you with multiple lumps in his forehead.
Smack him again.
Do I look like a wizard?
He's telling the truth.
I'm going to slap him again.
Okay.
I'm going to keep slapping.
Okay.
Soft slap.
You can ask him details about the monster. Is it like, what color is it?
Yeah.
Overall, you know, so you can do your little researchy thing
and
find out exactly what it is.
He basically lists that it's this creature with this horrible eye, but we've been told not to look at the creature or even acknowledge it that it's there.
Can I roll like Arcana to see what it is?
Sure.
We have an idea.
He'll describe it as well as he can, but basically he's avoiding looking at it.
Yeah.
19, what is it? Tell me all the good details.
19? It's a Nothic.
A Nothic.
A
Is that the ones that turn you to stone or is that the Behold?
Yeah. Is that the one that turns us to stone or is
Are
that
you
the
gonna
Behold?
Ask? Okay. It's a Nothic. Give me just a sec.
It's nice to have a mage around to do all the research things.
Thank you, mage.
And all the end combat things.
It looks like that.
Ooh, I like it.
Very scary looking. It's got wicked clawed hands.
Not
almost frog-like skin. A large mouth, a large eye over spiky...
How would one coward it into servitude with magic?
You're not quite sure with your knowledge.
Yeah,
maybe the wizard,
the
wizard beat it in a duel or something. You do know from your background about Nothics that they were once wizards who dared unlock magical secrets they could not control.
Many of them use sleep
and
on
their
companions.
Gifted them with strange and cosmic insight, but also erased all of their past.
Oh, dear.
Would anything religion or arcana know? Because my religion is the god of knowledge. Hmm. How one would... control one to like not
I just want to know what
perhaps
bad
some
it
kind
does.
Of magic or like I said he may have cowed it into serving for them
yeah,
or he may have
do?
Bribed it
what's this about a cow
it's an it's an abrient so you know and it is intelligent you know it is regular
you said
sentient.
But what
it
does it do
the guy doesn't know he just knows the wizard went down
don't
the
no
crack.
I'm talking
yeah
to
don't
out
look
of
in
character.
Its eye but what does
no,
it do
I rolled her I got an idea how would mm-hmm. You said a duel, just like a normal duel, a special magic duel.
Basically, he may have beat it down. He may have bribed it. It's an intelligent creature.
What does it do?
It does bad things. It has many gaze attacks, and it's very...
Hey, we don't care if they're gay or straight. It doesn't
matter.
Just our
opportunity.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, basically, it's a very tough, abrant creature.
So
okay.
I will relay that information.
Yes, it's very tough. Very, very tough.
So we
you guys
it.
About
we have
done...
a secret. We have a secret entrance.
Yeah,
that we
don't
know
don't.
About.
Don't.
Are you guys about done asking him questions?
I think we're done.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to go up. I have they can't see my face. I've got my cloak over my, you know, and I'm going to come up really, really close to him. Okay? And I'm going to whisper into his ear, "Who set up Penwee Pinch Pickle?"
You guys just hear, well, the halfling's got a knife to him, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, I've got a knife to his throat right now.
And she's whispering close to the head, and you just hear him
kind of... That sounds like the name of a very strange mystery.
He looks at the floor.
He can't see me. I'm trying to...
He can't see me. He looks at the floor, and his eyes get really wide. Is that you, Nimble Nick?
Whoa!
Nimble Nick, though, was your nickname.
No, that was...
He rolled a 19 to perception to recognize your voice.
And then he wets himself.
Call him Pee-wee.
Okay, Pee-wee. Pinchbiggle.
They knew me as Penwee Pinchbiggle,
okay.
Otherwise known as Pee-wee.
Whatever the derogatory nickname
There's
is,
no
he
way
shouts
the rest of us are following Pee-wee. Anything that you
So he
saying.
Shouts out, is that you, Pee-wee?
Oh, he's like, oh wait, so on.
Do you cut?
No, not yet. It's like,
what do you do?
It's like, don't call me that. Who set me up? I'm whispering this in his ear.
Okay, because that didn't sound like a whisper. Yeah. He just, you know, tries to glance to the side. He's like, I have no clue. From what I heard, you betrayed us.
I betrayed no one.
Anybody want to roll perception?
I do.
Hear that?
Yeah. I so want to roll perception.
I hear
Oh, 19. Wait. Plus. Hold on, where's my perception?
You'll need a 20 or better since...
22.
22.
Me too, hey.
Okay.
I rolled a 1. I hear nothing.
However, I'm polite, so...
Okay, so you two can overhear this.
I'm going to write this down.
I rolled 21.
You know, he says, I thought you betrayed us.
I betrayed no one.
Oh, so you used to be one of them.
Then why did the glass staff take you out?
He didn't, now did he? Who set me up?
And he just looks and grits his teeth, spit coming through his teeth. I don't know.
He probably doesn't know.
Would you guys be terribly mad if I kill him?
Are you asking us? Because if you no.
I'm going to try to stop her if she does
it's
that.
Like,
I'm not.
As you notice, yeah, like, as this conversation is going, the knife is slowly making a few razor cuts.
He needs to face justice.
They need to die. I killed no one and I betrayed no one.
And he just kind of glances at your compatriots paying attention, just like looks at the ground and he's not talking to you. I've got nothing more to say.
He doesn't know anything. Just let him be.
I'd say Glassstaff is your man, little one.
We all have paths. Wandering paths bring us to different places.
What on earth are we discussing? you're still a little bit drowsy. I was polishing my armor, really.
I'm going to try to
read. You can do it if you want.
Pistol whip him with your blade. Is it really pistol whipping if you're using the hilt of a blade?
I think it's just, you know.
It's hilt whipping.
Hilt whipping.
I said that.
It's a hilt job.
She'll probably beat me on a dex check, but I'm going to try to.
Okay, so what are you doing? Say it now for Hulch Beast.
I'm gonna kill him.
What?
Shield of, can I?
I will let you roll after she rolls her strike to see if
what,
you can roll
what
higher.
Was your line?
I'm neutral.
That's right, okay.
And it specifically says
yep.
She's playing like, to her character.
She's playing to her
I'm
character.
I'm loyal to my friends, not my ideals.
Roll your strike. Apparently the dwarf is going to try to catch your hand. Are you gonna use your chain?
No, I'm not gonna use advantage.
Okay,
you're not
gonna use inspiration? Because the dwarf may use inspiration.
I really want the dwarf can. He's inspiring. I'm not.
Okay.
19
Ooh.
Plus
I use inspiration.
5. So that's 24. 24.
A 24.
But it's dramatic.
His god was with him!
A natural 20, you bastard!
Just as
he'll...
Wait, you realize in her little face she just bares teeth and she starts to slice. Just as she does, you death grip her wrist and pull back.
They deserve it! They're horrible people!
Many who live deserve to die. But it's not our place.
He gets a penny for that.
Nature 24.
Since I don't know how to handle social situations, I'm going to...
He's going
to
wet
so
himself.
So what can you tell me about the red brands, Peely?
Exactly. Don't call me that!
Inspiring. Don't know how to handle social situations.
Well, you did name him the Salted Elf.
Now, Hilda, I'm rather confused by this situation, but I'm certain that we can resolve things in our favor. I have no idea who this Pee-wee person is.
Pee-wee's dead!
Well, then, we shall mourn Pee-wee's death and perhaps...
And seek revenge!
Well, I mean...
Well, does your revenge involve getting glass staff?
My revenge won't be complete until the red bands are destroyed.
Are going to do.
Yes.
Because it needs doing. Though, so, little one, join us.
Though I would,
and keep the revenge to yourself for now.
Though I would love to destroy these red brands. They seem like tyrannical assholes. this presents a new opportunity to learn about them.
I know enough about them. I don't need to know any more than that they need to die.
Well, we'll talk about that later. Right now, let's deal with the prisoners we have here, and then let's move on because we do need to kill the rest of them. And with this new information, it's going to be very difficult.
But we don't have this new information.
And remember, Sultan, you do have the information about the black spider that apparently Glassstaff works for.
Yeah.
And so we know that
there's a creature of great power and evilness. And there's 25 more of them.
And
does the 25 include their count? Or
it includes the goblins.
Includes these gentlemen at the bar.
Okay, so there's really 21 now.
So, what are you going to do with these bastards? Yeah, and if we don't take care of the red brands, all they're going to do, Glassstaff and his men are just going to come back, free them, and then just burn this town to the ground.
That's why we're going.
Now, I believe the plan is to decimate their numbers or just simply destroy them entirely. But
and what's the law going to do about these guys? Nothing.
Well, we do have a contract with our delightful friend who is going to take them for judgment.
That's right.
So the law will, in fact, do something with them. Perhaps cut off their hands, perhaps imprison them for the rest of their lives.
This is medieval justice, so it's not going to go well for us.
Perhaps a combination.
But that is, we'll let them decide it.
Sometimes
and
drawing and quartering is quite delightful, really.
Or
they could just be done with them and hang the monsters.
Sit down.
But that is not for us to say. Our job is to merely provide them more. Red brands for justice.
My God is the God of knowledge. I'm going to start praying. I'm a real religion to pray.
Okay.
I'm
going
to start praying for knowledge of how to defeat the monster with the many gay visions.
Oh, good.
Gaze.
Gaze.
Again?
Gaze.
I don't want to.
G-A-Z-E.
I'm tired. I just woke up.
So at least an hour.
I thought don't sleep.
60.
It's a monster. You're going to have to rough it up a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Through magic or physical
is it
means.
Wrong that I want my pet monster, too? I want a pet dog. I want a pet monster. I want pets.
You
she gets
a
got
menagerie,
a charm
yes.
Wizard mom.
What good? Every good wizard has a menagerie.
gotta catch a ball. Tilda's
pouting.
Tilda's pouting
Tilda
in the corner.
Kicks him.
I
kick
take
him all you
Tilda
want.
Under my arm, and I pat her on the shoulder, and I squeeze her close.
You're actually picking her up into the air.
Exactly.
Just like
a
little
then I take a thoughtful pose. Tilda, my dear friend, fear not. We shall avenge your compatriot
not
who is no
afraid
more.
Of anything.
We will defeat these red brands. We shall cleanse this town. We shall bring order and service to the people. And we shall remand these criminals into the rightful hands of justice, where they shall be mutilated and punished for their crimes.
Tilda actually perks up at that.
You make it sound so much better.
There's always a bright side.
So
I think really that's the one.
Always look on the bright side of life. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Always look on the bright side of life.
When life seems jolly rough, there's something you've forgotten. And that's the laugh and smile, dance and sing.
So Tilda,
when you're chilling in the dumps.
Don't be silly, chumps. Just push your lips and whistle. That's the thing.
So as you break out into song...
Can I get that? Is there a spell where I can cause spontaneous dance?
Yes.
I'm gonna take
just
a long
before
rest.
Before you draw your terminal breath.
Okay, well, you guys can get a short rest, but not a long rest.
Short,
short rest.
You get your hit
so
dice
what you're
back.
Doing, you can roll well, one of your hit dice back. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. One of them snuck behind you somehow.
You
shot you with an arrow.
Shot you full,
I apologize
full
most profusely.
What are you going to do with this these gentlemen, by the way?
We're going to very roughly remove them to. Is there a law?
There's the town hall.
We are the law,
which is basically like a mix between a sheriff's office
town
and
hall.
The city mayor's office.
And we're going to do it very roughly.
Okay.
or we could execute.
Throw him to the fall.
And when you guys
it's
get
our Life of Brian episode, apparently.
When you guys get there, you notice that someone's actually got a light on inside there at the moment.
Oh, they left the light on for us.
Actually, do you knock on the door? Or?
Yes.
Yes.
We're
okay.
Not rude.
All of a sudden, you hear some gruffing, and then all of a sudden, you see the light go from window to window as the door gets opened up. You actually see it's Sildar who opens it up. And you see some ink smudges on his fingers.
Not by the chair.
And he looks at you guys and, what are you doing out tonight with your four captives?
Cleaning house.
You said you would like some left alive, and we've brought you a few for your purposes.
He just kind of chuckles under his breath. Come on, it's late. Yeah, there's got to be a key to the cell somewhere around here. And you can see he's got town hall records out everywhere. He's going over the town's papers.
Should we give him the bad news?
We're pretty sure that
it's merely a suspicion.
Yeah,
it's
didn't...
only a suspicion at this time. So let's...
We should wait.
Let's tell him. Let's tell him right now. And let's watch.
You
so
you're
know,
just
the
merely
Elf
all
wants
of us suspicious.
Yeah, if the Elf wants to do it,
hey,
it's a bad
everyone,
idea.
Everyone deserves to their fair share of knowledge.
In the proper
okay, but it's
time.
Not true knowledge until it's proven.
It's supposition.
It's rumor.
Yeah. So what you, as a follower of knowledge, you must actually
there's
have
hypothesis.
The proof.
There's
you have to follow the scientific process.
Okay.
Oh,
so after some digging,
wait,
he finds a ring of keys, and he asks you guys to bring them back to the area. There's
kick
him
roughly. Yeah,
I'm gonna kick him again.
Two fairly smallish cells back there, and he's trying like
the
10 different
keys. I
think
they should remain trussed up, though.
Move
oh,
it,
yes.
Move
it.
I don't think they need their hands really.
And
okay.
I think they should
oh,
tie their
we
hands
cut them off.
To the bars so they can't untie each other.
What morality are you?
I'm neutral.
Or are there shackles? And make sure
and
you
I am very angry.
Very roughly.
True neutral.
I am true neutral, and these sons of bitches need to pay.
Let's cut their heads off. And then. Let's cut one of their heads off and then make the others play soccer with the head.
And Sildar kind of turns around as
okay,
he's going through keys,
dark, no.
Looks at both of you and scowls that that's not how the law
thank
works.
You.
It's like, yes.
You're definitely getting the impression he's lawful good.
Yeah.
And
I'm just lawful neutral.
Or technically lawful boring.
What am I?
So you he unlocks it and he has you move them
I'm
inside.
I'm lawful good. I won't allow it.
And
we must...
Lawful boring.
He makes sure that when they're put in there, he finds some provisions and stacks up food and water and stuff for them in there.
Okay. It's okay.
As you hear him rustling through things to get provisions.
That's
out.
Right. It's good. He's rustling through the papers.
He's giving them a jug of water and a wash basin and a little toiletry thing. You see, he's actually fussing over the prisoners himself, which is kind of inspiring.
No, it's not.
Okay, your opinion is well known.
As
we've got a job to do.
He sits back down and he gets back to reading papers and things. And, you know, he basically says, what are you all off to tonight then for the rest of the night?
Well, I do believe there is a bit of an issue with this group called the Red Brand.
Yes, definitely.
A large one-eyed creature we have to attack.
Oh, yes, there's the one-eyed creature as well. So I think our intentions are to continue with the cleaning of the house.
I definitely am in support of that.
Yes.
So I will, and you see he's got, you know, some weapons.
Hey, in the town hall papers, is there, like, perhaps any drawings of the The layout of
no,
the manor house?
Unfortunately,
I mean,
not.
I know it's not,
it's
like
not
modern
like
day.
Yeah, there's no blueprints. Yeah, 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 no
could
blueprints.
Have heard that. It's just a...
But I was looking at town plans.
See?
Well,
okay.
We know that there is
we know
a
the
secret,
secret
entrance, and I can easily find it based off the description that my cousin Carp
mm-hmm.
gave.
I think
me.
We should go in and maybe try a stealthy approach to like eliminate as we go, so we don't try and alert
room
the big
by
bad.
Room
by room,
quietly.
Try,
okay.
As quiet as one can be.
Yes, we will make them forever quiet.
As
yeah,
Tilda has kind of a sick glint in the left
okay.
leg.
Well. People get killed in battle. That happens.
That happens. It's true. There will be. We will be breaking eggs to make the omelet.
But the lawful
Let's
and the good
hope
members
our
of the
eggs
party have
broken.
A thing against someone trussed up being throat slit. Good role play. Okay, so you guys are heading off to the secret cave location you were given.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you guys using lights to get there? Because it is dark now.
I would say those who see in the dark would lead the way. I do not want people to alert us.
See in the dark.
So,
the two of us will lead the way.
Okay. So the
two, we're not people.
The two not people who have night vision.
But you know, you are very charming for not people. And the dwarf is really quite people-like.
Okay, so... He's almost semi-people.
He's half of me, Patty.
He's
you
like
know,
a, he's like a
squat
little person.
Some of my best friends are dwarves.
So, following the directions you were given, you kind of find your way into a cave. So are you guys going to be
secretive
be
cave.
Sneaky
yes.
into this cave as a
we're
group?
We're going to try it. We're going to attempt stealth.
Okay, go ahead and attempt stealth.
Can we just mimic what she does?
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
I'm
going
to
use okay,
I got a 21.
Wait,
woo-hoo.
I actually have
I
a plus
got,
stealth.
I got an 18.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God!
The mage rolled a 1. I mean, the mage rolled a 1.
As, you know...
Oh!
16.
15.
15.
I wonder how we're going to take care of this monster.
You should
well,
bring
did,
us the
did he botch at the beginning of the cave?
Well, he did botch at the beginning of the cave.
What are you, 6?
Are there any no. scouts? I mean, are there any...
You don't notice any lookouts or anything, but
any lookouts
at one point...
Because
when
it seemed pretty lackadaisical as a...
When you're...
They own this town.
When you guys are starting into the cave.
Hey,
just
you
Just as you
guys.
Get into the cave, you hear a very loud... of a spell book hitting the floor of this cave.
He dropped his book
as
again.
As you look back at the elf and see him just picking up his spell book really quick. Going,
at least, at least my book didn't fall and stab a random person.
It actually hit me on the back of my head.
I'm sorry. I am from...
Stabby,
the
stabby paper
my
cut.
Stabby, stabby cut cut.
More like stabby,
so
stabby.
So let's
whack,
bring
whack.
Out the next map.
The Red Brand Hideout.
Ta da da!
Ta da da!
Ta da da!
Ta da da!
Da da
da! We shall cover up some of the map.
It's the musical. Because
it's more inspiring that
episode.
Way.
We're not going to do the whole map at once. We're going to go room by room, right?
Oh, yeah, this is empty.
Wishimba! Wishimba! Chicka chicka!
I need to start reading pattern mates.
Yeah, that's actually a good
idea.
We
should do that
I
thing
use...
on radio shows where they make random sounds.
Or we can get
my and it's ironically it. Enough, my pattern weights for sewing actually match my dice. They're pink and purple.
Oh my gosh, that's
see?
So perfect.
Color coordinated.
Okay, so in your way of making your way through the cave, what's the order of folks going?
I'll be rushing back to pick up my book.
Okay, so you'll be at the end.
He's going to be all back in the bus again. I'm going to be after the dwarf.
Okay, so who...
Well, you know what? They're saving the
So the dwarf is going first?
Yeah. They know we're here, so I'll light up a coin.
Galen will go behind Lady.
Yes, I'll go in the middle then.
After Galen says, I'm going to give you all of my equipment, she gives it all to me, including her money.
For those at home, Galen has stepped out of the room, so they're rifling through her pockets.
Not I. I'm lawful.
You're a waffle? What?
She's awful.
Waffle? Who doesn't like waffles? They're like classy pancakes.
No, only heretics don't like waffles.
And non-people.
And, well, even the dwarf likes
He has tasted the pancake.
The elf just
robbed
you
lost.
What? The elf just robbed you blind.
What? I go to the restroom and that's what happens?
Well, that's what happens when you tell the adventures. Just one moment. I have to go before we get there.
You don't need that.
I was AFK. Okay.
You don't want to go into the dungeon. And
before we start this adventure, has everybody gone?
Yes, right now, Thrain is in the lead, followed by myself, followed by Lady Corlin, then you, and bringing up the rear is the Salted Elf. Okay.
Okay. So as you're coming out here, Thrain, you do notice that in here that you do see light as soon as you walk into this area.
Excellent.
I'm like, someone has moved the cover. I don't think that's heavy enough, but close enough. Okay. So as Thrain, as you walk through here, you see light coming from this hallway, and this area is well lit.
Okay, so again,
does it look like flickering?
It looks like lamplight.
Okay.
It doesn't look like torches, it looks like lamplight. So basically every hallway coming out of this chamber has light. Like lamps are hung up on the walls. And the elf is rummaging through his sack. Again showing his one he rolled for stealth.
I'm a good role player.
So, where do we want to start, friends?
Yeah. Okay. So.
Yes. Yes, that seems good.
Can you move me there, please?
Professional podcast.
Why don't you put that there?
Okay.
Thank you.
It's hard with my short dwarf arms.
Okay, so as you enter this room,
I'm after the door.
Cool breeze fills the natural cavern, carrying with it the faint scent of decaying flesh.
Oh.
A crevasse divides the cavern and is flanked by two rough stone columns that support the 20-foot high ceilings, with two arched wooden bridges that span the chasm. So this is basically a cave that someone built the foundation out of. Okay, so you guys are basically walking out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is very, very crazy deep crevasse, by the way.
Don't fall.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be a don't fall in
for so many reasons.
It would be very, very bad.
I'm fuzzy on this whole good bad thing.
No, it'd be very...
Don't cross the stream.
It'd be very, very bad, and then it wouldn't be bad in a very short amount of time.
No, that would be the best way down.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
That's just wrong. So, Carrie.
Yes.
Carrie.
Galen. Wait, there's a big scary thing right next to me?
Yeah. No one decided to search the room. They just decided to walk by the giant crack.
Hey, I was in the bathroom.
So this thing rises up.
It was hiding on the lip of the edge. Because that's what it does.
Sure, the person that went to the restroom comes back and is like, seriously?
Is this the thing?
No.
This is some sort of dementorish looking thing.
So, Carrie, for a second, as you walk by, you turn your attention over, and all of a sudden, a hint of light catches your attention. And you look, and when you look, you see... I scare you by showing you the picture of the ball.
When it's unseen, cannot be unseen.
I like your sun is out. It's cute.
It's a charming beholder.
I know. It's like
it's a sight to behold.
It's a beholder.
You see your guys' light glimmer off one big eye.
Seriously?
It lives in the crack.
I blame all of you.
I'm going to say.
I was in the restroom. You could have.
Give me
a search the dark, scary place.
Give me a constitution save.
Oh, no.
Look in your character sheet for your bonus.
I'm trying to find it.
So I think we might be able to persuade it.
Maybe. Oh, okay. 19.
Okay, the gaze starts to chill you, and you can almost feel your skin crawl. But you shake it off, and it does nothing to you except give you goose pimples.
But
everywhere.
What was that?
You can, yeah.
I'm like, what was that? There was something that
Is it invisible?
Wait, do we see it?
No, it was stealth. All it was
but
stealth.
But now we can see it. So
let's
take
it. Wait, so?
Seriously, something just made a chill run down my spine.
Can I try to say, because talking's free?
Talking is free as long as it's
in
not...
In every language I know, which is common, Elvish, Draconic, Dwarvish,
okay, well, you can do that on... Well, let's roll initiative, and you can do that. Because basically, it just had a surprise round.
Yeah.
It did its surprise attack.
9.
Damn it!
10.
21.
Galen got what?
21.
Tilda?
19.
Look at you guys.
Carrie, did my earring 3. Go behind the thingy?
I did.
Yes, it did. Stop. Careful, it's really soft gold.
Can I just remind the party we can talk to it, bribe it?
You can try.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's not actually going to happen.
Thank
they
you.
They're probably going to stab it in the eye.
Stabby, cut.
Yeah, no, I think it definitely needs...
Okay, so...
Eye piercing.
Galen, what shall you do?
Can I see it now?
It's on its turn. It climbed out of the pit.
It's so close to me that I can't use my bow.
Look at the map. It is right
like,
next to you.
It's right next to me.
You can use your bow. You're just at disadvantage on the dice roll.
How much of a disadvantage?
You roll 2d20 and you take the low.
You're dripping. Okay.
Or you could, give your Benny and roll only 1d20.
True.
Yeah.
You have
That's
a Benny?
True.
I do have a Benny.
So you're just a straight roll now. So you're going to plunk an arrow into it at point-blank range.
Last time I did this.
It's better this time.
It is. It is 18.
And 18, you fire that arrow, and it sticks in its gut.
Woohoo!
What's the damage?
Hold on. Ooh! It is 12.
Ouch.
No, excuse me, 11.
11. Okay, so you just pull your bolt and twing arrow right into its gut point blank, Legolas style.
I think peaceful negotiations are out now.
Okay,
you
so
you can negotiate.
Well,
you scared me.
I think when it attacked her,
it kind of established things. So Tilda, it is your turn.
I'm gonna shoot it with an arrow.
Okay.
And I am going to get a 13, which is a bold attempt. But
your arrow flies out, and you notice the spines on this thing's back. Your arrow just shatters against the spines, and you hear little wood chips flickering down the castle.
Okay.
So
it wasn't a bush.
Lady Corlin, what shall
no,
you do?
No, it was an ambush! Yeah, but not your ambush.
You'll smack at it with Matilda.
I'm a smack at it.
You're a smack at it? She's waltzing with Matilda again.
Well, with a grand 13.
Okay.
Guess what?
You swing your axe and you just feel it just niche its skin, but it just doesn't hit.
So something tells me it's you need a 14.
Or more.
Mm-hmm. We don't worry about numbers. It's a role play.
That's true.
That's right. Oh, we worry about numbers. Copper. How many pieces of copper? How many pieces
okay.
of silver?
Thrain, what shall
how
we do?
How many turns it takes to run away?
Okay.
Smack.
Give a swing skull crusher down on it.
I try to negotiate with people.
Sometimes. Sometimes you torture them.
Which is a type
I'm
of negotiation.
Miss.
What'd you roll?
8,
yep,
13.
You swing Skullcrusher down, and you just take chips out of the ground in front of it. Okay.
But we are making our intentions clear.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's definitely going to be drawn by your big axe that you swung at it. And it turns its gaze from you, and it's whipping out wicked-looking claws and just aiming them both at you, like almost like a cat. Just going at it with claws.
Oh, real.
Oh, better me than,
damage
Kitty over here.
On its
kitty,
first
kitty.
Slash. Oh, 21, will that hit you?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. 6 points of damage as you feel its claws chink into you and your armor.
You just got it.
And
hit.
Its second claw comes swinging at you.
Oh, dear. It gets two attacks.
Natural
20!
Oh,
God!
Oh, crack!
Well, let me just clarify. I have 10 hit points left, so...
Oh!
8, 9, 10. 10 hit points.
She's unconscious.
I am down.
This is why we did those.
Have a man.
Its second claw just catches you in the throat.
Whoa,
just
20-sided.
You all see a spray of blood.
Saw you.
Actually,
now.
Thrain, since you're staying right there when that claw hit, you get a spray of her vital fluid.
Oh dear.
So now
I'm gonna stand over her body.
On my okay. next rolls, I do
well,
my death
saves,
yes. correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So Xander, it is your turn.
I feel like negotiations are not possible now.
Are broken down.
I believe negotiation is dead.
Because someone may have attacked it.
It attacked me first!
Yeah, no, that.
Yeah.
It just didn't do it successfully.
Well, you're intruding on its home.
Do your thing.
So what
that
you gonna do?
Plan.
Just kill it!
Ray of Frost.
A Ray of Frost?
Well, I would do...
I promise we'll get you another monster in another cave.
Okay, thankfully you're not point blank, so...
15.
Oh, I thought that was a 20. Oh my god, I was like, oh,
you
man.
Fire your ray of frost and it hits the creature in the back. What is it gonna do?
Well, it can't, it gets
loses
like
10
half
feet.
Its, yeah, 10 feet. And it does 4 damage.
Okay.
Yay!
So that's.
And you seem to notice when the ice crackles across its back,
so
it doesn't seem to be a lot
of
damage to it. It seems to be able to take this. Of course, it has looked into the abyss, and the abyss is now looking out through it.
Ooh, creepy.
Okay, so it's not good with fire. Everyone back up.
Didn't say that, but...
If it's resilient...
But still,
I,
that means
hey,
it's
okay.
continuing with our
so,
Pokemon theme.
It is your,
if it's
your
ice
turn, Galen.
Okay,
give it what for?
Smack it in the face with your arrows.
Yeah.
In the face.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot it in the
You're
face.
You're
going to
be at disadvantage.
Could she back up?
Yeah, can I back up?
You could back up.
Okay.
Now you're going to back up defensively so you don't get an attack of opportunity?
Yes.
Or
yes.
That will be your attack, though.
Oh, no, I want to attack it. Well, then.
So do you
want to
risk an attack of opportunity? Because if you back
so
up,
if I could attack it with my sword without disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try the sword at this
okay,
point.
Okay, so you're dropping the bow, pulling out the sword.
There's no way I can not burn
okay.
hands. You guys, if I burn hands,
yeah, we're going to do this. Well, it's not just a sword, people. It's a great sword.
It's not just any old sword.
Well,
it's a great
like,
sword.
I always thought it was just a long sword, but apparently
no.
it's a great sword to
okay.
go with my. Destiny.
Okay.
Actually, this sword will have a name.
Your destiny to shoot innkeepers.
Woohoo! So that's 22.
That will hit. Yay! Go ahead and roll for damage.
Okay.
See, she's not just all about the bow, folks.
I know, it's good.
Eight points of damage.
Yay!
Okay,
just
you swing, and chunks of those blades on his back come breaking off, and Icker just swells up where you cut through them.
Good.
Okay, so Tilda, it is your turn.
Using advantage.
Okay.
Don't you hurt the lady! And I'm gonna shoot it.
And
it's
lady
a bush.
Corman
it's
smiles.
A bush.
Ooh, 19 plus
Yay.
5, so 24 hit.
It is a bush.
A 24 will hit.
Yay!
Oh, and wait a minute. Okay, so
oh, yeah.
oh no, I'm not
Corlin
from behind, so that means I don't get a. Sneak attack because it doesn't count for a sneak attack.
No, but
yep.
okay. So
kill the bush.
Damage,
kill
baby.
The bush.
Kill
the bush.
5 plus 3, so
eight points of
points.
Damage.
Woo.
Hey, it
okay.
all counts.
Your arrow sticks
and
into its
because
chest.
I said, don't you hurt the lady.
You want a chip?
Okay. I mean,
you're looking out for your friend.
I think we all lock chips, really.
Yeah, it's like.
Okay, so Lady
yeah,
Jocelyn,
see,
you are leaning on the
ground. I named my greatsword after this battle.
Shall we see if you can roll? Oh, almost. Almost. 18.
So
okay.
is that a success?
So that is
that's
a save.
Success.
So that is a success. Actually,
oh, thank
she
God.
She has stabilized.
Okay, well, no, she could actually.
She
didn't
die.
She didn't
I could
die.
Still die.
Yeah,
but
she
I'm closer to not dying.
Okay. Now, next will be our dear dwarven.
I'll try it again.
Okay, you're going to swing at the beast.
Ah, natural 20.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, so
yeah!
we're going to add one extra dice.
Okay. Nice. 4, 8, 13, 14, 15, 16,
17.
Oh.
17 points
oh.
of damage. Woohoo.
back you, into the abyss
you
with you.
Bring it Boom. Down, and all you guys see is its eye makes a smiley face almost as the skull just collapses. Its flattened head, it stumbles, and its body goes falling into the crevasse.
I want in a monster!
You are a monster!
Kneel down, and...
Magic missile on the nose!
Where? Oh my gosh, that was scary. Very scary.
I think you gotta
heal the...
Yeah, I still kneel down.
We got healing potions, too.
We could.
Yeah, but let's hold on to those.
Yeah. Don't you also have, like, healing gifts?
Pathfinder.
Yes.
Got her back from the darkness.
Okay.
And oh, nice. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Woo!
His god gives you back 11 hit points.
Yay!
You feel excellent. Much better.
I'm only down 5 now.
I'm gonna do my first aid kit on her too. Okay. Will that get some back?
Well, that'll help her, yeah. But you want to do that basically during a long rest.
That's true.
So your armor, by the way, is now soaked in your blood.
Yeah, that's.
You will have to clean it off later.
Yes, that's going to be a great
okay.
Deal
so you have defeated the beast.
Man, that was tough.
Okay.
I would have tamed the beast.
So, in this room, before we call this a good spot to call it, what do you do?
Check for loot!
Give me a perception.
Okay, perception.
I think the next group is here, so...
Oh, so we'll have to step out.
Okay. 19.
Oh! That's the halfling actually sees a glimmer of something in the crevasse. But that will require someone to climb on down.
Lure me down on a rope.
Or mage hand.
So that... Oh! Yes.
Mage hand.
So that should be a good time to wrap up for our next time. Okay. Thank you for listening.
Just give us a moment to clean up.
I didn't want
to,
like, interrupt.
Hi, this is Jim with the Creative Playing Podcast Network. Just wanted to say, hey guys, yesterday we got back from RingCon 2014, had an amazing time there. Just a few things that we got to do was we got to play A World of Dew. It's a samurai noir RPG. We got to actually play the game with its creator, Ben Warner. He ran a fantastic game that we managed to build, play, and play the hell out of in less than 4 hours. I'm definitely going to make sure if I get to any convention with Ben running another one of his World of Dew games, definitely sign up. You'll have nothing but a great experience. And another thing that three of the group here enjoyed doing was the official Artemis Spaceship Bridge Simulator. Basically, if you've ever watched any episode of Star Trek, you know exactly what it is. It's got a room full of computer stations where everybody sits down and takes a role of the bridge, the helm, weapons, science officer, and the communications officer, and one person actually sits there with an iPad rigged up to overview everything as the captain. It's a great time. I know what the local Tucson Maker's House has a version of that, so we're going to have to go check that out probably this weekend or the next. We'll go ahead and let you guys know how that works out. Also, we'll be recording a RingCon in review and posting it to the Creative Play and Podcast Network's pod site. Alright, just keep your eyes open and we'll have it put up soon. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.